Welcome to Everyone Deserves Sunshine. I'm Diana.
And I'm Anusha. We're the girls in the crease, just two friends using a podcast to cope with our very, very big feelings about heated rivalry.
Big feelings. Big. All right, Anusha, should we drop the puck?
Great hockey analogy, Diana.
Thank you.
This is episode one, Why We're Obsessed.
I am so excited to be doing this with you.
Me too. I'm really excited. But I'm also oddly nervous because I feel like you're watching me stuff myself into a bathing suit and I haven't shaved my legs or something. That's a weird analogy.
It would be weird for anyone but you.
I'm going to take that with love and not like you've literally seen me do that. But you know why I feel that way? Because I want to give the material, Heated Rivalry, the Game Changers universe. It's dear to so many people. I just want to give it all the fun and sensitivity that it deserves. So
that's I get that.
You get that?
Yeah.
You get suffering from a crisis of confidence, Diana?
No, I don't think I've ever suffered from a crisis of confidence, but I can understand when other people do.
So much empathy. And I totally know that your confidence is like one of your hallmarks that I love and kind of envy, 10% snark. So quickie bio on you for all the people listening, all of them.
All five of them.
Who don't know you at all.
The friends we made listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, for all of you who don't know me, honestly, I don't know who I am right now because my brain has officially left my body and has positioned itself inside the cottage.
Inside the cottage where Shane and Ilya are living together.
Correct. But not like in a creepy way. I'm just there.
There's no way that's creepy. Not at all. You're just there like a fly on the wall watching.
To be fair, they've invited us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm invited?
You're invited too.
So that's where you're existing in some sort of metaphysical plane, but in the real world.
Well, if I must, I am in the real world. I am a mom of two. I am a former high school English teacher.
Ooh, yeah. I love English teachers. They're my favorite.
Thank you. You're not just saying that, right?
No, they actually are my favorite. I love them.
And fun fact, my first language is Russian.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I did. I knew that very well. But that must have been like an immediate connection, right?
It was. It was really awesome.
Was it amazing to like see Russian spoken? We'll get into it another episode.
We will. And it really was amazing. Truly.
It's probably really important.
Yeah.
I think I may have mentioned this to you when I told you to watch the show initially.
You did. You did mention that. But let's move on. You know, we don't want to get too much into that because we're going to talk about it a little later. Instead of focusing on me so much, why don't we talk about you a little?
Never heard you say that to me before.
Wait, which part? That I don't want to focus on me?
Yeah. Oh. That part.
Well, listen, I'm in a very giving mood because I'm so happy that we're doing this together. So why don't you tell the five people who are listening to us today who you are and what you're about?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm also a mom. I'm a doctor.
Ooh.
Very serious.
Very serious. Oh, wait. Doctors are my favorite. I think I'm supposed to say that.
Because you said
the teaching thing. Yeah.
But I gave you a heart and you gave me like a sarcastic face. That's okay. I'll take it.
Girl, that's who I am. You should know that by now.
And I'm also a kind of emotional chameleon.
What does that mean?
I was hoping you would ask because, of course, that's why I said it like
what
that.
What does that mean?
I just think I'm really open and warm and fuzzy, like right away when you meet me, but I have a really hard time being honest with deep thoughts and feelings. A little Shane, a little Ilya combo. Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Thank you for explaining that.
Is that like something you're familiar with, Diana?
Being an emotional chameleon?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So maybe you'll get to know me a little better doing this podcast.
I hope so.
We will see. Why are we doing this podcast?
That's a great question. I think mostly because the world is a dumpster fire.
Putting it mildly.
Everything seems really daunting.
Everything sucks.
And we are in a place where I just want to find some joy and hold on to that joy for as much and for as long as I can.
That is a really, really good answer. Mm-hmm. I am 100% with you on that. And I also just feel like when I love something this much, I just want to deep dive into all the creases.
The creases.
Yes, because we're the girls in the crease.
Correct.
So all the creases, the hockey creases, the sociological creases, the psychological creases, the butt creases.
All the creases.
All the creases.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Yeah. Dive into the crease with
me. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So now that we've covered the basics of who we are and why we're here, I want to talk about our obsessions. And for me, this is one of the first, well, I feel like this is the second time I've been truly, deeply in love with a TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Second time.
Second time, yeah. Honestly, if I really have to think about it, the second time where I'm devoting every minute of my space in my brain to a show.
So what was the first time?
Oh my God. Okay, I was, I think, 16 or 17, and it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I had the books. I didn't have posters back then, but I would take and I would rip the Teen Beat magazine pictures and I would put them on my wall. I would be in AOL chat rooms reading and writing fan fiction for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wow. Yeah. In a chat room.
In an AOL chat room with like one of those CDs where you get like 1,000 hours free.
That's vintage.
I'm aging myself so much right now.
Yeah. Because it's been a minute since you were this in love.
It's true, but it's true. And that's why I'm so amazed by what the show has done, because I haven't felt this way since probably I was a teenager.
It's so interesting that you have only had two sort of obsessions with fandom, because I get obsessed very easily. And this is a problem for my time management skills. And you're going to laugh because my first one was Jane Austen.
Why would I laugh?
I don't know, Diane. Why would you make
totally
fun of my
not
nerdiness?
Laughing? No,
sure.
Never.
You mean you didn't go around bath to get the Jane Austen tour of like all the hat stores?
Did you actually do that? Oh my
God. Did I do that? Yes. I'm someone who just really enjoys losing myself in things.
Well, now you have a partner in me, at least with this, not Jane Austen. So how did you even start with Heated Rivalry then?
Yeah, that's a great question, because imagine I wake up at night because I have this terrible insomnia. Another love of mine is true crime.
Not for me.
Not for you? Okay, so this is not that kind of podcast.
No, it's
okay.
Not.
Okay,
no,
sorry.
We're going to talk about sex, but not true crime.
Let me get back to it. Let me get back to Shade and Ilya and explain to you how the murder shows to Heated Rivalry pipeline works.
Pipeline. Okay, yeah, tell me, please.
So what happens is it's midnight and you're watching a show called Who the Bleep Did I Marry? And this is really how this happened.
I don't think we have to bleep because we are going to have explicit content.
No, that's the title of the show.
Oh!
The title of the show is Who the Bleep Did I Marry?
Oh.
Spoiler alert, most of these people, you know exactly the minute they come on, you're like, that person is going to be bad news. So
like red flags everywhere.
Red flags only. Only red flags.
You know who didn't have red flags? I'm sorry. I can't. Ilya. Oh my God.
He had no red flags. It was all green flags.
All the green flags.
He's such a sweetheart.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sorry. Okay.
So I was watching that and I don't know what kind of algorithm HBO has, because I think it recommends Heated Rivalry to anybody. And it was like, after I finished this insane episode of that show, it said, you may like Heated Rivalry. So I really went in watching this show with no background. I had
completely random,
unknown. That's truly not how I watch TV shows. I love spoilers. I read everything beforehand. I get into it even before the show starts. But this one was so different. It was just really organic. And I didn't know what it was I'm watching. And that was actually one of the things that I really enjoyed. I don't think that happens anymore in this era of social media. You know everything that's going to happen. I've discovered it. It almost felt like a discovery. And I think you may have experienced my, you know,
like discovery process.
the pheromones that the discovery like provided me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we met like maybe so I saw 2 days
you,
later.
Yeah, I saw you a couple of days after you started watching this show that I've heard of it, but I hadn't seen, and I didn't know anything about it. And we went out to dinner with our friends, and I have never seen anything like this in my life because you were so horny the entire night. And she might deny this, or she might not.
But I'm not denying
this. She was trying to fuck me all night. I'm sorry. All right. Begs me to speak to her in Russian. Asks me to wear a cross.
You are Jewish, though.
I am.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm not going to deny that the show is extremely beautiful
to the
visually.
Point where you're like trying to, you know.
Okay.
She was there with her husband, by the way. I just want to say that.
Pot calling the kettle black, because we'll talk about what happened to you maybe like a few days after you watched the
Fine.
Show. I think
it wasn't
maybe,
as bad as you, but okay.
Because I was alone. I was alone in my hormonal days, but it wasn't even that. I think it triggered so many emotions
right
in me, including horniness.
A lot of it.
And I had no one to talk to about it.
Right. And that's tough, actually. Now that I know, that's really tough.
Exactly. And none of you guys had heard about the show. And I was the only one at that point in our friend group who'd watched this show.
Right.
And you guys thought I was absolutely insane.
We thought you were insane.
Because I was crawling out of my skin.
You were crawling out. I saw that. It was insane. And you were screaming at us the whole night. It's the themes. And I'm like, what themes would make you this horny?
You did say I did not sell the show. But that's because I think this kind of show just needs time to like really get into.
You didn't need time. You got into it right away.
You know what? I did get into it right away.
Yeah, I needed time.
You needed time.
I know, it's so weird.
Well,
you know what? I feel like it's your fault, honestly. At the end of the day, the reason I needed time is because you made it sound like this was a show of just two random guys fucking. And like, cool, you know, I want to see that.
But I did say there were themes.
Okay, but the way
many
you said
themes.
The way you said there were themes, it made it sound sarcastic, right? Like, because you were, again, audience, she was trying to have sex with me all night. And I said to your husband, take her home right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
Give her what she needs.
And consent to what she needs.
Yeah.
And he was quite happy with that.
I'm sure.
But you, it took you time. You were playing hard to get with Ilya and Shane.
Oh, God. All right.
So what happened with you?
I finally decided to watch it. I want to say it was right before Christmas when I watched the first episode.
There was nothing.
Right? And it was late at night. I'm like, you know what? I'll give the show a chance, whatever. So I'm in bed watching it on my phone. And I'm like, okay, like, whatever. Guys doing it, like, hot, but no story, no themes.
So
as though you
didn't
said
pick up on the subtleties.
I didn't.
Okay.
And, you know, and
you didn't read Jane Austen.
I didn't. Mm-mm. That's probably my problem.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Perhaps if I had read Jane Austen,
you would have known.
I would immediately understood the themes of episode one. But no, you know what? It is embarrassing. I am currently embarrassed because I am very obsessed.
I did ask you for an apology.
I did. And I did apologize. I did. I apologized a lot, honestly.
Personally to me. And to Shane. And to Ilya.
And to Ilya and to Shane and to Kip
and
Scott. To all of them. I owe them a huge apology.
So when did you like really get into the show?
So I watched the first episode, wasn't really into it. I was like, I don't think I'm going to continue watching the show. And then one of my friends reached out. I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry.
Not me.
Not her.
Not
I'm sorry.
Your fellow podcaster.
No, not her. And she said,
not
listen.
Not your girl in the crease.
Not the girl in the crease.
Someone else.
She will never let this go, by the way.
Yeah. Anyways. Someone who's name also starts with an A.
Yes.
I actually thought you maybe misstated.
Like misspelled your name
or
when I said.
Like misstated. Like you were not sure. I was like, she must mean me.
No, I did not mean you. Yeah. And someone else. Just let it go. Okay.
I don't think
someone so. Someone else reached out to me and said, have you watched Heated Rivalry? And I said, no, you know, I tried and I really wasn't into it. And she said, I know, but sometimes like, just trust me, give it two more episodes. Episode 3 will like completely switch on you and you're going to love it. And I'm like, okay, fine. I had no other TV shows to watch. Mm-hmm. So I said, I will begrudgingly watch episode 2 just to get to episode 3, which is when I was promised it was going to get good.
Scotty and Kip.
I know.
That was a good story.
So I watched episode 2 and I liked it. I can't say I was like blown away, but I liked it. And then I watched episode 3 and then within the first 10 minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, who is this gorgeous man?
Oh.
Scott Hunter.
So not the themes, actually.
No, just definitely not the themes. But I'd never pretended like you to have themes. I just saw a beautiful, beautiful man. And I said, you know what? This may actually be the show for me. And so I watched episode 3 that night and 4. And episode 4 dysregulated my system.
In the best way.
In the best way. Yeah. And I was just done. I was done. And then I had to go to sleep because it was probably like 3 a.m. Woke up the next morning because we're all still home. It's winter break. And I didn't even get out of bed. I just turned the TV back on and watched the last 2 episodes. And I was hooked.
Do you know I've only watched this show on my phone?
Really?
Yeah. It's like I'm in my little cocoon. And I just watch it and I just enjoy it so much. It's my cottage.
It's my cottage
under my covers.
Do you think you would like it better if you watched it on the TV?
No, there's something like so intimate about it. I mean, also, I have 2 really young kids who don't leave me alone. All right. So it took you till episode 3 to like really,
embarrassingly, yes.
I'm not going to begrudge you this.
Okay.
You know, because Scott and Kip are just... That was a really sweet story. I mean, Shane and Ilya are hot and the yearning is like out of control.
Yeah.
But there's something really, I think, like bittersweet and realistic about Scott and Kip's relationship.
Right.
Like, that's
and the love bombing.
I know.
Like, I just,
But unlike you, I lost my heart to the show, episode 1.
Tell me exactly what happens in that scene that took your heart.
So Ilya, you know, is in the elevator, is like swallowing the lump in his throat because he sees Shane's mom. Mm, he goes up, he knocks, Shane opens, and he pushes him against the wall with intensity.
And wait, and Shane
consensual
goes,
intensity.
Shane goes, should we talk?
Yes. And Shane goes, should we talk? And he goes, no.
No.
But niet?
Niet.
But he doesn't say niet because
he just does it with his eyes.
Yeah, he just does it with his eyes and he pushes him. And they are like, the kiss is so hot. I mean, it's like, do you not want to be kissed like that?
I have rewatched that kiss so many times. And
stunning.
I go back and think to myself, how did I not see that the first time around?
People who kiss like that, I'm like, you guys are in major trouble because people don't kiss their situationships
Well, Shane did say, like, this isn't a good idea.
This is not a good idea. But, and so, you know, there's this, like, sweet banter. You know, it's so... They're nervous. It's hot, but they're like still like themselves, kind of ribbing on each other. And, you know, Shane goes down to give Ilya a little love.
A blowjob.
Mm-hmm. And Ilya, I mean, just pulls him up. And you could see Shane's posture change because this is the first time he's ever done anything, I think, sexual with anyone, or it's implied at
definitely
least.
Definitely not with a man.
Or not with a guy. And Shane's shoulders stoop and he goes, was it not good? And Ilya takes his thumb and like rubs it across his cheekbone give him physical reassurance. Mm. I was gone.
You were a goner.
I was gone. I knew they were going
to
be gone for each other.
And this is why you tried to fuck me later.
And it was so sweet and tender. And I'm like, you boys, this is a bad idea. Mm. In major trouble. Mm-hmm. I knew that like all of the strings. All the strings are in all the creases. That's a little gross.
I don't know. Whatever.
But it was absolutely nearly going to be an incredibly emotional affair. See, I knew from the beginning.
You did. Like, it's because of the Jane Austen.
It is.
I'm positive.
It is. Maybe because I had a good English teacher.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing I wasn't your English teacher.
That did sound kind of rude.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm used to it from you. So.
You are older than me.
I am very,
you could have been my English teacher.
could have. I'm only 6 months older than she is, by the way. Just I want everybody to know.
I know. I was waiting for that to come. But, you know, you did turn 40.
I did. That's true. That's accurate. Listen, that scene, when I rewatch it over and over and over and over again, I actually am now embarrassed by how many times. I'm actually not embarrassed at all. Yeah. I'm embarrassed how blind I was. Yes. I'm not embarrassed at how many times I have watched it since.
Yeah.
But I am embarrassed that I said, nah, this isn't for me.
I think if you watch it X number of times, you get to go to the cottage. Like, you get transported.
Oh, so that's why I'm there, because I have met the criteria, quota.
Yeah, no, physically, you just like live there forever. It'll happen one day.
I hope so.
We'll have to like just stumble.
Do you know that's
right
like somebody's real house? Like people live in that house
mm-hmm.
and they get to live in that house now still.
Yeah. And people live in the other house too. Shane's
everybody,
apartment, condo.
Yes, everything.
It's an actual.
Mr. Real Estate.
Yeah. It's an actual house and it's in. I want to say it's not in Montreal. It's in Ottawa, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
A family lives there. Mm. They use the same furniture. They didn't even change their like beds. I was like, damn.
I know. I wouldn't change the sheets.
Okay.
So you're watching these two guys. Clearly, it's going to end up. Bad.
They're going to fall in love.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but it's not good for them, right?
Yeah.
Like they're not in a very progressive sport, right? So you're watching these two guys. They're going to fall in love. What does the story do to you? What emotions does it bring up for you at that moment?
You know what it is? It's not just that it's a beautiful love story. It's the yearning, you know, it's been going on for 10 years. It's all the other stuff, you know? It's what you said about who they are. You know, the layers, like so many
themes.
Layers,
the themes,
the creases to dive into, you know, there's the immigrant layer.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. And we're going to have so many episodes. We have so many episodes where we dive into each one of these things. The immigrant layer, the like childhood trauma layer, the sports layer, the masculinity layer, like there's so many factors external to this love affair.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And it draws you in. But when they're together, it's like they exist in this bubble. And that relationship is so, it's not perfect, right?
Right.
But it just, there's so much mutual affection and respect, you know?
Right.
And I think that whole combination of things really just, like, why are we doing this podcast? Why can't we stop thinking about the show? I think it came at the perfect time, right? You had nothing to do. I had nothing to do. Not really. It was Christmas. But it was just this moment in time where I was really trying to detach myself from the dumpster fire of the world.
Yeah.
Like, this, right. like, deep existential dread, and this really sweet, genuine, authentically acted and made love story comes along. And it's like not slamming something over your head. It's just, it lets it breathe. And that
it does feel like you got a lot of breath.
Yeah. Like, or it's just existing and it's showing you instead of telling you. Right? What it means to be a man.
As an English teacher, when I tell my kids to write, I say show rather than tell. So
why are you obsessed?
You know, there are so many. I remember when I first finished watching it, I went on Threads and I said, what is happening to me? I truly don't understand it. What are your theories? Right?
And you found a whole bunch of other people.
And
who
I found
like,
a whole bunch of other people.
Collective psychosis.
Yeah. And I didn't understand it at first because it was immediate. Right. I didn't understand it at first. But of course, like I got the whole yearning and like love mm-hmm. and like we shouldn't, mm-hmm. but we should, you know, mm-hmm. like that whole thing. That makes sense. You know, like that's hot. It's always been hot, but like, I love the consent, you know,
consent.
The consent wasn't like insane to me. It was so incredible to hear
the way he got consent.
It was just checking in all the time, like checking in, but that's not what did it for me, but it's just like a big part of it. But I think part of it that keeps me in this loop of being in the cottage is the fact that I don't remember feeling this way since like teenagehood. Honestly, when I was pining over Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Sarah Michelle Gellar and David Boreanaz and Spike, like, you know, she's with one and she's with the other. I just remember feeling the same exact way back when I was like 16, 17.
What was that feeling?
Like, it's just this feeling of like euphoria and just like love and like your heart is like bursting.
So kind of like you're in love with the show.
You're in love with the show characters. And the characters. And it's been a long time since I've been in love with the characters, like all the characters, right? Like there are shows where you're like one and the other or maybe not. But this one, like every single character, except for Ilya's family, who is not lovable at all on purpose. But the others are great characters. So I just fell in love with the show because it unlocked something in me that I feel like has been pretty locked away since I became an adult. You know, like when you're an adult, there's no room for
wonder, joy,
and
yeah.
And that's unfortunate, but you know, like you said, dumpster fire.
Yeah.
So.
And like you get busy. I feel like the show sounds like you're saying like it slowed you down.
It's giving me joy, honestly. It's giving me so much joy.
Everyone deserves sunshine. That would be the name of our podcast.
It is.
Did you like that I snuck that in?
I did. It was your idea.
It was.
Yeah. Just letting everybody know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Was I asking for credit with my eyes?
No, you don't need credit. But yeah, that's it. I think it just unlocked something that has been locked for a very long time. That's it. That's the gist of it.
We are obsessed. It's very clear. This is a shared obsession by many people.
Many.
It's a wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing with yourself since the show ended? Can I ask, like, what?
Like, honestly?
Yes.
I mean,
we know you're replaying The Cottage. You're in another plane of existence.
I am.
But in this reality, what have you been doing with yourself?
Well, I have watched the show numerous times. I have rewatched it I've never in my life rewatched a show ever.
You've never rewatched a show?
Never. Not a single time. I've watched like reruns, you know, like here and there. If I'm like doing laundry, like I love Schitt's Creek. I'll always put it on the background and just
but
whatever.
Not like from front to
not
back.
I've not from like start to finish. Uh-huh. I've never rewatched a show in my life.
That's a lot.
You have?
I have. I watch the same stuff over and over.
Okay. No, I haven't. I honestly haven't. And this was the first time and I was like, I'm not going to rewatch the show. Like, I love it. I love it. I'm obsessed with it, but I'm going to rewatch it.
I mean, it's six episodes, so
it's a short commitment.
Shorter
right.
commitment
it's not
than
a huge
like
commitment.
Buffy. Rewatching right. Buffy is a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But you've rewatched it.
I've rewatched it. I can't even tell you how many times. I think I rewatched it start to finish three full times now.
Definitely a show where you like learn more as you rewatch. You know?
Do.
You like pay attention.
And of course, I loved episodes one and two the second time around. Like love them. Yeah, the second time, right? First time you know the story. But so I loved episodes one and two. And then, of course, the rest of them. And so I watched it probably three times, rewatched fully. I have watched episodes 4, 5, and 6 at least five times.
So you've rewatched
probably.
Everything.
I've rewatched everything multiple times. So I've been doing that. Then I have also been watching Reels. I've been watching Reels, so social media. So like I'm on Threads and I'm watching Reels and I'm on Threads and then I'm on Instagram and then I'm on Instagram and then I'm Threads and every single piece of my algorithm is heated rivalry and I never want that problem to ever go away. And so, but I'm not the only one, right? Like I have plenty of girlfriends who are watching the show or who have watched the show and all day long we are sending each other reels or memes or clips or edits. There are so many edits.
It's so interesting because it's like you could rewatch it and then you watch an edit that's like a compilation of clips.
And then you have to go back and rewatch that part.
Yep. And they're set to a different, like they're set to like great music.
Yeah.
And then you're like crying about it.
I cry all the time. I am not, you know me.
You don't cry all the time. She does not cry all the time.
I am not an emotional.
Yes.
Very emotional.
You were
person.
Just crying. You were sending me pictures of you with like a single tear. I was like, is this some art, some performance art?
Right. So like, but you know that I'm not, you know, must be the Russian, but I'm not very emotional.
They don't blush either. I've heard.
Never have I ever blushed.
Never blushed.
Like,
I've
that
never
is not a thing
blush.
That has ever happened.
Never.
Russians do not blush. So I've been crying a lot. And
just like emotional.
Oh my God. Like I am always crying. I'm always crying now.
So you've rewatched, you're watching reels, you're sending memes, and you're crying. I would be immediately making fun of you right now. I'd be like, she has lost her goddamn mind. Mm. But because
you can't.
I understand.
You do understand.
I empathize.
Are you also crying all the time though?
I did get teary, but not like you. I think there's something also going on with like the Russian part.
Oh, that's yeah.
I think we talked about this, which we'll talk about.
We have an entire
another episode, just teasers. But the one social media that you're on, not on, Diana, is Reddit. And I just find it's the ADHD in me. Another topic for another episode. But I just went on like all of these deep dives.
On Reddit
about the show, like, which is typically how I just like watch a show because mm-hmm. I know a lot about the show even before. I'm now reading the entire Game Changer series, not in order because I got to get my Ilya and Shane
first. Oh, are you
first.
Reading the thing?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am. No spoilers for the books. No. I will give you no spoilers.
I don't want them. I'm not reading the books because I don't want the spoilers for the next season.
Oh, no. Okay. The books are excellent. Mm. They're really good. But there's something about the show and Jacob Tierney's direction. And
he's a genius.
And Hudson and Connor's complete commitment and authenticity that I think really elevates the genre. Mm-hmm. And unlike Diana, I do love smutty romances mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. Another obsession of mine. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, what has this fandom given me is like an actual, hey, someone takes this sort of like genre seriously. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? This is like, you know, the one thing like people would make fun of, these Harlequin romances.
Right.
Who's reading this nonsense? And it's always been the ugly stepsister.
Like women are looked down
yes,
upon if you read
absolutely.
That stuff. Like, oh, you're not a serious
yes.
person.
Yes. And I'm a very serious person.
You're a doctor.
I'm a doctor. That's how serious I am. And I really, really enjoy these like smutty romances. And this really leans into it and actually elevates it into something like really meaningful.
Right.
When you're trying to find joy, your sunshine,
something. And who you are.
Yes, who you are. But like when you're trying to find an escape from your reality. And we started the show saying, who are we? And I said that sometimes I feel like a little bit lost because everyone feels this way probably at some point in their life because they're always doing something externally or giving externally or, you know, you're just lose that piece of yourself. And smutty romances give you something really quick and like a quick hit. And women are always looked down upon for that. And so this is something unexpected for me that this show, which started as these really well-written books, I should say, 100% recommend.
Maybe if someone else recommends them, I'll read them.
Yeah, maybe if someone else recommends with them and then tells you in chapter 6 it gets really good.
Right, yeah, maybe then I'll consider
then
it.
Then you'll consider yeah. it because, you know, my recommendations.
Because your opinion is...
You know, I'm not selling it. I'm
you're not,
not selling
it, no.
But Rachel Reed does not need to be sold. She's a really beautiful writer. The way she describes the characters, you really get into their head. And for some reason, the only word in my head when I read her books is adorable. The way she describes their thoughts and feelings is, it's just adorable. You fall in love with the characters.
Yeah.
But the show, I just think, elevated it to a level that... Now everybody's doing it. And you know what? I'm coming out of the smutty closet. I'm coming out of the smutty romance closet.
Oh, gosh.
I'm out.
You're
of
out.
The closet.
You're out of the smutty,
smutty
closet.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I read it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
And I'm coming out of the no emotions closet.
Yeah, you're
and
coming
now
out the
I am
repressed
just,
Russian.
And now I'm
and
just,
you're just crying.
Weeping. I'm weeping all day long. I can't talk about almost anything without crying now. This show has broken me and healed me in so many different ways, honestly.
Is it like puzzling your husband a little bit?
He's nervous.
He's like, this is a lot of emotion.
He is nervous. I didn't expect to feel this way, honestly. I haven't felt this way in a long time. So it's definitely eerie a little bit, but also like because so many people are like this, it makes me feel like, oh, this
you're not alone.
I'm not alone. And I would much rather stay at the cottage for as long as possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about escaping. So.
Oh, wait. I need to ask you something. What is your body count?
Body count.
Body count. Do you need me to explain
that
to you?
You're going to have to explain this to me.
All right. So it's not what you think. What I'm asking is, how many people have you recruited to watch the show?
Oh, like an MLM sort of situation.
Yeah, like the MLM. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what we do now, right? That's what we do.
Yes.
You failed with me, but...
I'm going to count you as one of my recruits because
okay, fine. You know what? I'll let
pulled
you
kicking and screaming.
So the person who made me do it is hopefully listening to this. And I just want to thank you for and thank you. And I also want to tell you, like, why did you do this to me? But also thank you.
So I feel like you're just doing this to make me a little bit jealous.
Well,
like.
What is a situationship if I don't make you jealous?
Yes, I agree. I feel like we're in the club locking eyes and you're like dancing up on some girl and I'm just standing there.
I'm so happy it's a girl that you've chosen because I am definitely not dancing up on a guy in a club.
I am with
that
you
is
on
gross.
This. In a club. I agree. You know what? So you're on social media, et cetera, but you said something that was really sweet that I wanted to go back to is that you're like talking to all your friends. I have to say, I have actually texted people I haven't texted in a while and been like, hey, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
This is exactly what MLM people do.
And then 3 texts later, I'm like, have you watched this show called Hated Rivalry? And the funniest part, and this like is that two of my really close friends I like reconnected with. So A Fictional Story has now...
Is giving you more friends.
Has given me, well, not more
back.
Friends. Friends, reconnection.
You're reconnecting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I don't count bodies. I count substance.
Oh.
That's the kind of person
Because
I
of
am.
Jane Austen.
Of that, yes. But also because a lot of people have already watched the show.
That's true.
Is there anyone who hasn't?
There is, honestly, and I don't want to be friends with them. Yeah. I'm saying it right now into the microphone. If you have not watched the show and you are my friend, you are no longer my friend.
Or you can recruit them.
I don't, you know what?
There needs to be a pool.
We need more of us?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there's a lot of us,
there's
honestly.
A lot of us.
I don't know how many people I've recruited, but at least 6 or 7.
I have connected with people. I don't know if my body count is 6 or 7, mm-hmm. but a handful.
Yeah.
I don't like to kiss and tell. Mm. So
you just like to
enough,
try to kiss people in
yes,
public.
Enough that I'm now, my text chains are full of conversation about this. So
yeah,
I did text someone over the break who was a work colleague. That one I was like, my God, am I doing this?
Right.
But
right.
at this point, I just was like, I just need another.
You just needed someone else because you didn't have anyone else.
I didn't.
Right.
I didn't. No, I was
it's
alone.
I can only imagine how lonely that is.
Yeah, it's a lonely place.
Yeah.
But now we're all in the cottage.
I love talking about this with you.
I do.
It's so much fun.
Okay, Diana. You know what I think we should do?
What?
As an homage to the title of the show, I think we should close with a moment of sunshine.
Oh, I love that.
It can be from real life, can be from show life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it show life because
okay.
it's on par with reality, really,
Sounds
for
good.
Me. It can be anything. So should I go
good.
First?
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to pick something from the show.
Okay.
And the something is feet.
Oh, that's your moment of sunshine. Feet. You perv.
Of course. Of course you would think that. So I will explain. You know how Shane and Ilya show each other affection in public.
Right.
With little touches. And
right.
the foot one is a big one, right?
Yeah. Because no one can see that.
No one can. Or even if, you know, it's so subtle.
Right.
And when Ilya is in that press conference where the reporter's asking him a question that literally took 5 minutes
right.
to explain, and Shane gives him that sort of reassuring foot touch. And I love that that's reflected, and this is my moment of sunshine, in episode 6 when they're so comfortable and cozy in the cottage and Shane is reading and Ilya's on his phone, but their feet are like pressed against mm-hmm. each other and they're just quietly doing their own thing.
I love that.
I love that part.
Okay, so you're not a perv. It's very sweet.
I'm not
sweet.
A perv. It's a very
it's
sweet
very
moment.
It's very sweet. I love that.
So what's your moment of sunshine?
My moment of sunshine is outside the show, Ooh. But it has a lot to do with the show.
Okay.
My moment of sunshine is obsessing over a show with my best friend, with whom I talk to all the time. But we have been talking, I would want to say, 3 times a day. Just like little short bursts, uh-huh. you know, when we're taking like a lunch break from work or, you know, in the morning before we drop the kids
talking,
off. Talking, like on the phone.
On the phone.
Yeah. Well, oh. we do. That's our okay. thing.
But three times a day.
3 times a day is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. But my moment of sunshine is the fact that she's in this with me. And I just love it. Like, I love talking to her about this and just feeling all the feels of the show together. That's my moment of sunshine for today.
Feet and feels.
Feet and feels. I love that. That's our moment of sunshine.
Feet and feels. Next week on Everyone Deserves Sunshine, we're talking about, drum roll, please,
drum roll,
masculinity.
Masculinity.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Big one.
Specifically what it means to us and how the show portrays it.
I can't wait to talk about this with you, Diana. I really can't. And I want to thank our listeners.
All 5 of them.
Yep. Our friends and our family. Yes. The captive audience for spending this time with us, the Girls in the Crease.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you want to say hi to the Girls in the Crease, find us on social at Everyone Deserves Sunshine.
New episodes drop on Monday.
See you then.